Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
Program. This is Auto World. And now, here's your host, Bob Long.
Everybody, thank you so much for joining me here on Auto World. My name is Bob Long. And just a note to Master Control, I didn't hear anything up until the last few seconds, the trailer of the bumper. No problem. We'll have that situation taken care of by the great team at GCN. We've got an exciting broadcast because today's a big day in the automotive world. It started more than 60 years ago. It's the Pebble Beach Concours d'Elegance, but actually more than 60 years ago, it was actually a road race through the forest in Monterey, California, what is now known today as 17 Mile Drive. It was a racing event, and then it slowly morphed into a very fancy car event where they took the 18th green of Pebble Beach and turned it into a car show. Now, over the last 60 years, this event has blossomed into being for the high-end collectors, for the folks that money is no object. This is the ultimate prize, to bring your vehicle and show it at the Pebble Beach Concours d'Elegance. It's by invitation only, and they bring cars in from all over the world. And to win best of class or best of show, not only is it like winning the Super Bowl or the World Series, but it's a great honor, and it also adds significantly to the value of your vehicle. You can say this is a Pebble Beach Best of Show winner 2015. That's the main event that started what used to be called the weekend. I remember when they called it the weekend, and it was just that, just a few days, really, Friday, Saturday, Sunday. But now it's morphed into a week-long series of events, all kinds of cool things, everything from the Quail to Concorso Italiano, the world's largest Italian car show, to the comical Concours de Le Mans from our good friend Jay Lamb, where he kind of pokes fun at the Pebble Beach Concours d'Elegance. But it's become the world stage for auctions, so many auctions. And joining us right now from Pebble Beach, where he's been covering the auction scene, is our good friend. He is a reporter or correspondent and editor for both Auto Week and Automobile Magazine. He's also the publisher of the Hagerty Price Guide and all the wonderful things that can be found at Hagerty.com. And these are exhausting days for folks who cover the auctions because it is blown up. And some of these auctions go way into the wee hours of the morning. So, Dave Kinney, thank you so much for joining us. How are you doing?
Oh, thanks for waking me up, Bob. I appreciate
that.
I'm so many events.
Great.
Yeah, it's just unbelievable. If you were to go to all the parties here, which, of course, I can't do, I don't think you'd ever have to pay for food. You certainly wouldn't have to pay for drink. But I'm kind of here working, so I only attend one party usually during the week, so maybe two. But it's just absolutely amazing. And, you know, you were talking earlier about Pebble Beach. This is actually the 65th year for the Pebble Beach Concours d'Elegance. But it's more like the fifth year for the Concours de Le Mans, and that's where I was yesterday having fun. So I want you to know that I'll be at Pebble Beach later on, but there's still a good part of those $500 cars in me every time I go. So
that's great. Last weekend we spoke with Rick Cole, who was really kind of the godfather of the auction scene in Monterey. Back in the middle 80s, he started an auction on Friday and Saturday night. It eventually got sold to the RM folks, and now that's just one of the great events. There are so many different auction companies participating during Pebble Beach Week. What's the account for 2015, Dave?
Well, there's actually a new one that's down the street here in Cannery Row in Monterey called JR Auctions. I believe there are now 7 auctions here. It's pretty amazing. 2 of them are concentrated. I'm sorry, 3 of them are concentrated right here in downtown Monterey where I'm staying. So that's handy because I don't have to get in the car and go anywhere. I just wear out a little shoe leather to walk between them. There's RM and RM Sotheby's now, and of course Russo and Steele, and as you said, Rick Cole's auction. Now Rick Cole's a little bit different. They do it so that they take all the bids until a specific time this evening when the when their last bid comes in, and those are done kind of electronically. You can do it in person. You can do it with your iPhone, or you can do it with your iPad, or any smartphone, I guess. After viewing the cars, and of course getting pre-registered. It's a real exciting time. I mean, and the best part is, cars are great, friends are better, and you run into so many friends here. People you don't see maybe once a year, once every 3 or 4 years, and it's just great to catch up. Then, of course, Gooding and Company is out at Pebble Beach. This new auction company, JR Auctions, is here, and let's not forget our friends at Meekum, who are over at the Hyatt Hotel, and they just concluded their auction last night. So RM's done, Meekum's done, and it'll be till tonight until the last results come in.
We often refer to on the show here a bucket list of things to do for the automotive enthusiast, and certainly you must put this on your list if you've never attended the events during Monterey Week. You must do so at least once in your lifetime. It's a pricey endeavor. You have to save up and sometimes stay way out further than Monterey itself, because the hotels book up way in advance, and there's a premium on prices for everything across the board. There's a lot of millionaires and billionaires, but putting all that aside, there's just an unbelievable collection of vehicles. And not only do you see these great old vehicles and rare vehicles, but just the daily drivers that some of these folks bring to the week-long series of events. I so many times when I've been there on a Saturday night in Carmel and folks are out having dinner, I mean, it's a car show just to see what's being parked at the curb.
It's absolutely true. A friend of mine this year did not have a ticket to the Quail, which is one of the high-end events, but there was, and of course I forgot Bonhams, there was a Bonhams auction that was going on very close by, and he had an hour to kill before the auction started, and he walked through the parking lot of the Quail, and he said he counted 300 cars that were on their own, spectacular cars that you would have stopped and watched at, if you'd seen them on the street or something like that. A lot of Porsches were there this year and continue to be here this year. But he posted some of the photos to Facebook, and, people drove their Bugatti to go to the Quail. Lamborghinis are like, I hate to say it, but they're like rental cars here. As a matter of fact, I posted on my own Facebook account, I posted a picture of me in front of McDonald's driving my rental Santa Fe, Hyundai Santa Fe, because, it's such a standout that, I'm the guy not driving a Ferrari, a Maserati, a Porsche, a Rolls, a Bentley, Pagani, whatever. I mean, it was just an amazing, amazing scene, and it continues to be. And I'll double down on your thing about bucket list. You might have to stay in Gilroy, you might have to stay in Salinas. The best thing to do is actually get together with a bunch of friends and rent a house, maybe in Pacific Grove or in Monterey or in Carmel or something like that. That way, you get maybe 8 or 10 days of house, and if you split it between 3 or 4 couples, something like that, it's a little a little more manageable. But you really don't have to spend a lot when you're here if you want to do it on a budget. You can maybe go to 1 or 2 auctions and stay away from the expensive events if your budget doesn't allow. out for it.
Good idea, Dave. Hold that thought. When we come back on the other side, we'll get all the auction results and more advice from the great Dave Kinney. This is Auto World.
Not just an alternative to the mainstream media. We're the premier independent talk radio network. We are GCN.
Congratulations. You now own the car of your dreams. Who will you trust, though, to bring your new baby home? Reliable Carriers, the country's largest enclosed auto transport company, will load, ship, and deliver your car anywhere in North America. Your car will be handled with care by our unparalleled staff of professionals. GPS tracking, the nation's largest fleet, 24-hour service, and $5 million of insurance on every load means you can relax knowing your car is in excellent hands. From collector and classic cars to daily drivers, Reliable is the name to trust to get your where it needs to go, safely and on time. Visit ReliableCarriers.com to learn more and request a quote. Reliable Carriers. Vehicles taken seriously.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Paid monetary spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
As if chlorine in our water weren't bad enough, now they're adding ammonia?
It's true. Some municipalities are now adding ammonia plus chlorine to your water supply. It's a disinfectant called chloramine. But with a trusted Big Berkey water filter, you can keep chloramine out of your water. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show EPA Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market. The gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
And now, back to the show with the highest octane, Auto World, and your host, Bob Long.
Big weekend in the automotive world, the Woodward Dream Cruise in Michigan yesterday, in Detroit, and lots of people there in attendance. I heard somewhere in the vicinity of a couple of million people lined Woodward Avenue, but the focus today is on Pebble Beach. The Concours is today, but the auctions have been going on all week. Dave Kinney from Automobile Magazine, Auto Week Magazine, and Hagerty, the price guide, Hagerty.com. He's a publisher. He's a big guy, and he's telling us all about the events. And we were saying before the break, Dave, that, you know, you really can't go to everything. I mean, as an automotive journalist, you can. It's physically impossible because of the smallness of these communities, Carmel and Monterey and stuff. It's a little bit of a logistical nightmare just getting around. It takes sometimes 45 minutes to get places where it normally takes 5 minutes. But if you plan in advance, you can do this. You don't have to break the bank. You can do it on the cheap side.
Yeah, you really can. And, of course, you know, a lot of the times you can, you know, kind of, you'll make your own car show wherever you go, I guess is the best way to describe it. And that's really nice for, you know, I mean, not all of us are millionaires and billionaires, obviously, right, Bob? I think we know a couple
of people
probably.
Absolutely.
You know, yeah, probably fit into that though. So it's just a wonderful time. And of course, the weather in the Central California coast it can't be beat this year. Of course, I remember to bring my jacket, so that means that the temperatures have been in the 70s and 80s. So you know, absolutely not used at all this year. But you never know.
You never do.
Numbers here. I've got some stuff that we at Hagerty have picked up and gone through. Now, keep in mind that Gooding has their final night tonight. They were active last night. And, of course, Rick Cole hasn't reported. And, you know, the big caveat here, I've got to put a big star on everything here. A lot of the auction houses will sell a car or two or maybe five or seven after the auction. And we count that as long as it's done within the first few days after the sale. So these are not final numbers. I'll review 2015's total versus 2014. That's to date. That's to this morning. We're at $338.4 million for 2014. Last year, we were at $3,052,000, $3,520,000, that is. So it's a little bit off of last year. Now, Bob, you, of course, remember what happened last year. There was one single red car. It was a Ferrari GTO that sold for $38 million and change, and there was no $38 million car this year. So that tends to make a difference in the overall numbers. So they are a little bit down, but not, you know, I don't think anybody's worried about this $340 million versus $350 million at this point. You know, I'd take either of those numbers if I was, in the auction business. And the top seller so far is a 64 Ferrari 250 LM. That sold for 17.6 at the RM Sotheby's sale, and the number two seller so far is a short wheelbase that was a Speciale, a Ferrari 250 short wheelbase, so with the some very cool modifications on it that went for 16.5 at Gooding and Company. So the race is on, I guess. I'm having more fun with people with my type of cars at Neekum and Russo and Steele. We've seen some great stuff here. A buddy of mine bought a Rolls Royce Silver Cloud yesterday, and very happy for him. Now there's more and more Japanese cars that are showing up both on the streets and in the auctions. And you don't have to come to buy. A lot of people do, but it's a fun thing to do to just come and watch. These auctions are rightfully compared to everything from like a massive boardroom meeting to a circus, and I think everywhere in between. But you can have all kinds of fun without spending the money that some of these people are going to end up spending. But it's fun to watch these transactions happen. Happen is what I meant.
That's so true, Dave. I mean, it's an electric atmosphere. And as you say, you know, each one of these auctions has its own particular style and flavor. But let's talk a little bit about the RM Sotheby sale. Always one of my favorites, held on Friday and Saturday night. Sometimes they have a Thursday night special focused event as well. I don't know if they did that this year. But nevertheless, it's really electric there in downtown Monterey, bringing the vehicles and they They showcase the vehicles in front of the hotel, the host hotel, and if you're lucky enough to be inside when one of those vehicles gets sold for $17 million, people are cheering. People will stand on their feet and applaud. I mean, you throw out any kind of jealousy that you might have or anything else. I mean, we're all there for the love of cars, and if someone is fortunate enough to have that kind of money to put into a vehicle, God bless them, and it's just wonderful to be there and share in the experience.
Yeah, it really is. Let's be frank about it. RM Sotheby's has rocked the house. They're responsible for $172 million so far. And now that number, like I said, might go up a little bit more with a few after sales. They had a great three nights. They sometimes have two and sometimes have three. This year they had what was known as the Pinnacle portfolio, which was a group of cars that was, I believe there might have been one or two owners of the cars, but put together a special collection of cars. And one of the cars that's made the most headlines was a very special Ferrari Enzo. Now, when you say very special Ferrari Enzo, they built, let me back up a little bit. They built 399 of them, and only in Italy does this happen. Then they built another one 2 years later. So the car that was sold was number 400 of 399.
Wow.
And it was built for earthquake relief by the workers at the Ferrari factory and donated so that all the proceeds would go when the car was sold for there was an earthquake in Italy that was rather devastating. And in the meantime, Pope John Paul II, who is, of course, soon to be a saint, signed the underside of the hood and put a special message of, a message of peace, actually, underneath the hood. And that car sold for just a hair over $6 million when the auction fees were added in, which is an exceptional amount for a Ferrari Enzo, but it's an exceptional car.
It certainly is.
That car made a lot of headlines just in itself.
Oh, yeah, it's an amazing vehicle. I had the pleasure when I was at Motor Trend of actually driving one for a very brief moment in time, but nevertheless, it's one of those spectacular vehicles that only comes along once in a while, the halo car from Ferrari. And personally, I love the styling of the Enzo, and like it better than the current La Ferrari, which I find to be a rather humorous name choice. But what was the color scheme on that the last 400 built Enzo? Was it red or what was it?
Oh yeah, of course it was red. It was what everybody describes as Ferrari red, and I believe the car only had 2,000 miles on it total. I've actually seen the car before. I was fortunate enough to see it before the sale. And, it's just as close to a perfect car as you could have. And, when you say a particular car has it all, as far as I'm concerned, this is the Enzo that has it all because of the great back.
A little right, a little left, but always independent-minded. The Genesis Communications Network, GCN.
We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Ted Anderson, I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy at 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to produce an endless supply of nano-sized silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. Silver Lung. With the addition of our unique lung delivery system, respiratory infections are targeted directly, where traditional oral administration simply cannot reach. This pioneering method also preserves the original particle sizes and delivers your silver solution directly into the bloodstream. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at silverlungs.com. That's silverlungs.com.
Hi, this is Walt Augustinowicz. I'm the founder and CEO of ID Stronghold. By now you've heard our commercials about wallets that protect you from electronic pickpocketing. 10 years ago, I created a way to protect my own cards from prying eyes after government officials started talking about issuing a national ID card with a built-in radio chip called RFID. I felt having to broadcast my personal information was an invasion of privacy. Soon after, it was also announced that credit cards, debit cards, U.S. passports, hotel room keys, and even transit passes would all soon incorporate RFID. It was then I formed ID Stronghold to share my inventions in blocking RFID signals with the world. There are a lot of misconceptions out there today about RFID. I encourage everyone to get informed and get protected. Please go to IDStronghold.com and get the facts and the wallet, sleeves, or badge holders you need to protect your personal financial data. You'll be pleasantly surprised that through our direct sales model, you won't pay more than other comparable unprotected wallets. It is as though the protection is free. Visit IDStronghold.com today.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Many are in disbelief today after word of shocking allegations against a Minnesota-based talk syndication company known as GCN. It's claimed that they're the fourth largest talk syndication company in the U.S., making it even more scandalous that they've been accused of helping business owners expose themselves on a massive scale. Let's go live to Tom for more on this story.
It's being called the greatest exposure of our lifetime, while other business owners are beginning to step forward claiming they, too, exposed themselves. With the help of GCN.
It's true. They're all guilty. Every last one of them. GCN helped me get the exposure my company needed, and just think, that was years ago. Today, GCN has like 700 affiliate stations and over 6 million downloads from iTunes and their website every month.
Imagine the exposure your company can get.
Expose your business to the masses. Email advertise at GCNlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective. GCN.
Everyone says or does something silly once in a while. But once that embarrassing thing is on the internet, it can spread like a terrible rash. Put it to rest. Get a free expert analysis today from Reputation.com. It only takes 30 seconds. 800-831-0771. We protect your online image by helping to make sure that when people search for you or your business, they find the most current, accurate information possible. Reputation.com. Because word travels fast. Call for a free analysis today. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Hey, it's Billy F. Gibbons from ZZ Top, and you're listening right here to Auto World.
Check it out, of course, and we'll have Billy on the show one of these days. We've got Dave Kinney with us right now, who is joining us live from Pebble Beach, where he's been covering the auctions for Auto Week Automobile, as well as Hagerty, Hagerty Price Guide. He is the publisher of the Hagerty Price Guide. Straight ahead in this half hour as well, we'll have Don Jones, the old car guy himself, going to do a little history lesson on the vehicle known as the Maxwell. And telephone-wise, if you'd like to chime in, you can do so, 855-660-4261, 855-660-4261, or via the email bob@boblongradio.com. So, Dave, it sounds like it's been an incredible number of days there at the Pebble Beach happenings at the Monterey Week. As you noted, the more regular guy, quote, shows tend to be the Russo and Steel event, as well as the Mecum auction, which they call the daytime auction, which has been televised by the NBC Sports Network. So lots of people are watching these auctions, whether it's online or whether it's via television, because the results of these auctions have impact in the overall pricing of some vehicles. This is a very important yearly event in the classic car hobby.
Oh yeah, absolutely, and it's one of our two Super Bowls. We have it here, and we also have it in Scottsdale, and so you kind of have to watch the results. At the Price Guide, we know that a very, very small percentage of cars that are sold, classic cars that are sold throughout the country and indeed throughout the world are sold at auction. Most of them are private transaction sales where, you know, you put an ad somewhere and somebody else comes out and buys it. And so this tends to be in many ways the top end of the market, and you'll see some prices that are, you know, possibly unobtainable, you know, in the private market. And every once in a while you see a, you know, just a delicious bargain go through. So, you know, you can never tell. You can't always be in the right place at the right time, but it sure is fun to watch. It's been an amazing week. You know, we've done everything but sleep. That comes next, and I think maybe you and I ought to talk in a few weeks when we can digest some of this and, you know, talk about the market in general when, you know, when some of these numbers are kind of finally settled and everything is, everything is kind of finished in that way, and then it's onward to Scottsdale for us for our next big auction season.
Sounds wonderful, Dave. Sounds like a plan. We will definitely do that. In the meantime, folks can go to Hagerty.com, and I'm sure you've got all kinds of coverage up there. And say hello to all my friends out there, and hopefully maybe next year I'll be back in the Monterey swing. That would be kind of cool. But in the meantime, we still appreciate your time with us here today.
Well, thank you very much, Bob. And I was just going to say, I'm looking out my window, and I can see four Reliable trucks out there right now. So I'll even say hi to your friends from Reliable. How's that?
That very, very well done. There's no company better than Reliable, and we certainly appreciate the support of Bob Sellers and his crew. Thank you, Dave. And, again, we really appreciate you, and say hello to everybody for me.
I certainly will. You have a great one. We'll talk to you soon.
Thank you. There he is, Dave Kinney from Automobile Auto Weekend, the publisher of the Hagerty Price Guide. All kinds of cool things online at Hagerty.com. One of the great things about this hobby is, as Dave was saying, friends. And it kind of cuts across economic boundaries and geographic boundaries and everything else. You get to meet all kinds of people when you go to these events. I mean, even when you're at the Pebble Beach on Sunday, I mean, Jay Leno and Edward Herman, the actor, do a little bit in which they have an auction of, basically it's a charity event. People buy tickets. They're $100 a piece, and you can get new vehicle, which has been donated by one of the car companies, which the car companies actually use the Pebble Beach events to launch sometimes new product or concept vehicles. And it's kind of humorous when you see, you know, a multi-millionaire, you know, getting a brand new Chrysler or something like that. And Jay Leno is the first one to call it, you know, the people with more money than brains club. There's a lot of folks out there like that, but everybody is friendly, and again, it's something you must put on your bucket list. But I was getting back to the point of friends. This next gentleman I met through the automotive hobby, he actually called my home office a couple of years ago inquiring about advertising, and since that time, he's become a regular contributor here on the show. He's also become a great supporter of the broadcast, advertising-wise and otherwise, and he's got a wonderful website himself called theoldcarguys.com, and he dabbles in the media as well, and he also is a bit of an auto historian. Let's welcome Don Jones, the old car guy himself, to the airways of Auto World. Don, how you doing? We so appreciate your time with us here today. We're having a little bit of trouble hearing Don at the moment. I don't know whether it's on my end or on Don's end, but hopefully we'll be able to get that sorted out. Don, can you hear us now?
Yeah, I can hear you. Can you hear me?
Oh, yeah, I can hear you fine. There's a lot of knobs between myself and the network and where you are there in Greater St. Louis. So how are you, my friend?
Well, I'm doing real well this week. We've been busy working on what we refer to as the banana truck, which is our big yellow 52 van that, after 4 years of building, is somewhat on the road. You know, we're working those minor issues out of it now. We've got the signs up. So hopefully the thing will start making back all the money that we put in it over the 4 years. But now we got our rolling buff to us in our rolling advertising. So we're kind of happy about that. And we're out searching for parts for people, looking for some really oddball stuff the last couple of weeks. And, you know, it's kind of like it's funny when you start looking for an oddball piece, all of a sudden you've got a piece worthy of doing on the radio. And that's what's happened with this Maxwell parts that we've been looking for a fellow here in St. Louis.
Yeah, no, that's absolutely right, Don. And it's really great that we've decided to do this piece on the Maxwell, because a lot of our younger listeners and even older listeners may not be familiar with this brand known as the Maxwell. Tell us a little bit about this car company from many years ago.
Maxwell began back in 1904, where a fellow by the name of John Maxwell and Briscoe, who owned the 97% of the Buick at the time, got together and created the Maxwell Briscoe Motor Company over in Tarrytown, New York. And they basically were part of the pioneers at the time. In and out of the history of the Maxwell, you know, see people like Chrysler and Studebaker and Oldsmobile and Buick being represented. And it was kind of neat. They came out with the car, as I said, in 1904 and sold 542 miles in the first half of the year. And they kind of were a little bit ahead of the power curve when it came to technology, because they were the one of the first cars to use a drive shaft instead of a chain drive.
Oh, very good. So that was cutting-edge technology for the time. And it's interesting to note that even though the last Maxwell left the assembly line back in May of 1925, a lot of their engines were used. As a matter of fact, Chrysler continued using one particular engine up until 1932, and that's pretty unusual.
Right. This is what we find in the automotive industry. If somebody calls us up for a Maxwell part and Maxwell ceased to exist, or ceased to produce after May of 25, we can still find the engine in another car.
When we come back on the other side, we'll talk about where they had their factory, the Maxwell Car Company. Where did they build these vehicles? And if you have a car question, we'd love to hear from you. If you're looking for an old car part or restoration question, Don can handle that. Any questions about the Pebble Beach Concours d'Elegance or want to report on Woodward yesterday, give us a call.
We are the premier independent talk radio network, the Genesis Communications Network, GCN.
When we ran out, we stopped using it.
Why would you stop?
Why undo all the good that's been accomplished? We thought everything was fine, and that was not a good thing.
No.
He started stinking. It was awful.
Shedding comes back, loss of hair, lots of dandruff.
Scratching will return. The shedding will increase.
If I ever took Roy off of Dynavite, he would go back to his hair loss.
DINOVITE.com.
859-428-1000.
When I get down to the bottom of my box of Dynavite,
when I get to about 3/4.
Oh, no. I've got a couple more scoops.
It's time to place my order. Dynavite.com.
Each and every day, she is getting that Dynavite.
The omega-3 fatty acids.
Flaxseed, zinc, alfalfa.
The digestive enzymes that are cooked out of regular dog food.
Just feed your dog right. Use Dynavite. If it's working, don't quit.
Don't do what I did and run out.
859-428-1000.
859-428-1000.
DINOVITE.com.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light Systems system today, complete with two Black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Now, a twice as nice twin kit special offer from Complete H2O Minerals for all GCN listeners. Get a Complete H2O Minerals twin kit with 33 different minerals, vitamins, and amino acids all in a liquid form. Enough for two people for 1 month. Regular price, $89.95. But now Complete H2O Minerals is offering the twin kit for $69.95. And all GCN listeners receive a bonus 16-ounce bottle of Ionic Silver absolutely free with free shipping. A $120 total value. Hurry, limited time offer. Call 803-794-4767 or click CompleteH2OMinerals.com.
Hi, this is Walt Augustinowicz. I'm the founder and CEO of ID Stronghold. By now you've heard our commercials about wallets that protect you from electronic pickpocketing. 10 years ago, I created a way to protect my own cards from prying eyes after government officials started talking about issuing a national ID card with a built-in radio chip called RFID. I felt having to broadcast my personal information was an invasion of privacy. Soon after, it was also announced that credit cards, debit cards, U.S. passports, hotel room keys, and even transit passes would all soon incorporate RFID. It was then I formed ID Stronghold to share my inventions in blocking RFID signals with the world. There are a lot of misconceptions out there today about RFID. I encourage everyone to get informed and get protected. Please go to IDStronghold.com and get the facts and the wallet sleeves or badge holders you need to protect your personal financial data. You'll be pleasantly surprised that through our direct sales model, you won't pay more than other comparable unprotected wallets. It is as though the protection is free. Visit IDStronghold.com today.
You are an individual with your own thoughts, decisions, and actions. So why should you be penalized for not enrolling in the subpar health insurance mandated by the government when you can be truly independent with Liberty HealthShare, a bold, innovative alternative allowing you to take back control and make your own decisions about your health care? Mention this ad when you call to learn more. 800-714-6993. That's 800-714-6993. Liberty HealthShare. Together, we are one.
Giving your radio a broadcasted tune-up. This is Auto World and your host, Bob Long.
We're back live here on Auto World. We thank you for joining us, 855-660-4261. Hello to everybody listening on the information station, AM 800, CKLW, Windsor, Ontario, Detroit, Michigan. And the big Woodward Dream Cruise is yesterday. Hope everybody enjoyed that. We've got Don Jones with us telling us about the car company known as the Maxwell. And this is fascinating stuff, Don. I understand the original Maxwell factory was in Newcastle, Delaware, and construction began back in 1907.
Well, actually, yeah, in 1907, they actually started building the Maxwells in 04, and by 07, they were selling so many Maxwells that they had to build factory in Newcastle, Delaware, and they actually put it in production even before they got the roof on it. And sales were really taken off mainly because of all the speed records they started setting starting in 1906. And by 1909, Maxwell Briscoe was the third largest automobile manufacturer in the United States. I mean, the sales weren't that much, about 9,400, which in today's market, that would be pretty pathetic. But it brought them $3 million worth of profit, and they were putting out a pretty good car.
When we look at some of the early advertising for the Maxwell, they've got some good taglines. Maxwell, the Maxwell, perfectly simple, simply perfect is one that you shared with me. And another great ad from a publication way back when in which they call it the Car Complete Maxwell, including electric starter and electric lights. And I liked the pricing on it. It was very, very inexpensive for the day. But then again, back then, you know, $600 was a lot of money.
Oh, yeah. Now I'm, they have people that are willing to pay $600 for a distributor for one. So it's just some people get awful desperate on finding these parts. You know, they sold out in the end of December of 1912, And at that time, that company was valued at like $47 million.
Wow.
And, you know, they just had some great cars. Probably one of the greatest ones was the Maxwell 25 that came out in, it came out in summer of 13, but they launched it as the 1914 model. That lasted until the 20s. And they started having some problems with production, and there was a big recession in the 1920s that put a lot of car manufacturers out of business. And they kind of brought in Chrysler to take over the company, and they recreated the car and became known as the Good Maxwell, which became another tagline for their advertising. And the last Maxwell, as I said earlier, came off the assembly line in 25, but it lived on, first of all, as the Chrysler, and then later became the Plymouth. And then they kept the car going until, they kept using the parts and the engine until 1932.
So, as you said a little bit earlier, I mean, they were really ahead of the curve technology-wise. Some of these engines used a lot of great technology, and they used they did not use a chain drive drive shaft, which was very common back in those days. So, it was on the cutting edge. Today, are there a lot of people out there that are Maxwell collectors? Do you get a lot of inquiries about the Maxwell vehicle?
It's kind of ever since we found the Maxwell down on a farm in near Union, Missouri, about a year ago, that kind of caused a lot of buzz to us with Maxwell parts. There are not that many. We've only had maybe five, but the people that have called us keep calling us back looking for more stuff, and now we're getting people that want us to help them sell off their collection of parts. So we're looking at that for a fellow here in St. Louis in the not-too-distant future.
That's great. And as you pointed out, some of these parts can be very difficult to find and can be quite pricey. It sounds like just a great story. And let's talk a little bit more about some of the makings of this company that seemed to have a really, really strong rise, and then all of a sudden, you know, kind of merged and became part of the Chrysler family of vehicles. I understand that quality control was a problem not only with Maxwell but with a lot of the automakers back in the 1920s.
Yeah, they did. And after Walter Chrysler took the ball came aboard, he brought in three engineers that were kind of like the whiz kids, and they took a look at the production line of Maxwell and the engineering. And what they discovered that the plans for the Maxwell were basically a starting point, and as the cars were being built on the assembly line, the workers would find problems with the design, problems with the Maxwell in general, and make on-the-spot corrections, but the corrections wouldn't get to the engineers to put it on a blueprint. So might be gained on the day shift might be lost on the night shift because it wasn't being passed on. So these engineers, which I believe came from Willys, came in and caused all these changes, and consequently they created the Good Maxwell after, I think it was 1925. And that started to pull them ahead. And at that time, they had a Maxwell and a Chrysler, and they were producing about 50,000 Maxwells and about 31,000 Chryslers. That was in 24, but by 25, it flipped, where they were making maybe around a total of 30,000 Maxwells, but 106,000 Chryslers. So I guess Chrysler kind of liked his namesake and pretty well killed the brand after that, and turned the Maxwell 25 into the first Chrysler.
Interesting. And another vehicle which evolved out of the Maxwell was a Chrysler, which was an all-new vehicle. It was called the Model B. Tell us about the Chrysler Model B.
the Model B basically was the Maxwell, was the 1925 Maxwell, just pretty much re-tagged. And they ran at that car in the 27, 28. Well, actually, they started in 26 with the Chrysler F58, and then dropping the Maxwell brand in 27, 28. It pretty well held its own own title, and then in 29, 30 they started using it in the Plymouth, and then they changed the model in 30, 32, and they kept that engine until the 33. The slight changes in it, the small engine, the small displacement, they range between 170 and 196 cubic inches with not that many horsepower, but were extremely reliable. And I would probably imagine that if I examined a little bit closer, I might see that same engine being used in water pumps and farm engine and maybe tractors, possibly into the start of World War II.
Oh, so it definitely had a lot of legs. 855-660-4261, Bob at BobLongRadio.com. If you have any questions for myself or Don Jones, he's the CEO of the Old Car Guys. TheOldCarGuys.com is the website. And, Don, before we go any further, why don't we remind everybody of your telephone number, because you're a great resource for folks out there listening anywhere across North America, coast to coast, border to border, or around North America, around the world as well. If you're searching for an old car part, or you want a particular old car, want some help selling a vehicle, Don can help you out.
Right, yeah, I'm at 314-306-7507, or you can find us at theoldcarguys@gmail.com for an email, or theoldcarguys.com to take a look at 17 salvage locations, and the I think we have up to 10 aftermarket parts people now. And we're going to make big inroads in the aftermarket parts here for the next couple of months. And I think we're getting closer and closer to becoming that one place to go to for everything classic car. If I could
That's only work news.
A little harder. I have to start drinking more energy drinks, I guess.
It's not easy being an entrepreneur in 2015. It never was even in 1915, but today there are so many challenges that you're facing. But you've done a great job so far, and I see great things ahead for theoldcarguys.com. Don, thank you so much for your time here today, and we look forward to chatting with you again sometime next week.
Okay, buddy. Talk to you then.
That's going to do it for this hour of Auto World. When you get a chance, check out my website. It's AutoWorldRadio.com, and check out the network's website as well, GCNLive.com. I'm Bob Long.
I'm on the road again.
It's J.C. Whitney's 100th anniversary. Please join us in celebrating 100 years of everything automotive. Visit jcwhitney.com today to enter the Centennial Sweepstakes. You could win your choice of a custom 2015 Ford F-150 or Jeep Wrangler Rubicon, and a trip to SEMA Ignited in Las Vegas to pick up the keys. Enter today at jcwhitney.com.
Let's say you want to make a do-it-yourself repair on your vehicle. Where do you turn for advice? If you're considering free online repair advice, you might want to consider The Source. Instead of putting your vehicle at risk, rely on accurate, complete guidance from start to finish with the experts at Haynes. Every Haynes manual is based on a complete teardown and rebuild of the vehicle. They learn the best ways to do a job and make it easier and cheaper for you. Haynes now offers online manuals that are formatted for all electronic devices. Rather than chance it on the internet, see the experts at Haynes.com.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw of free enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states it's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.